listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Ann Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, January 15th. Observing Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday as well. Man, I got the music too loud today, don't I?
You're just rocking out today.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour.
That is our program.
On Worldwide KFUO. Glad to be here. And we are heading to Northwest Indiana. We're going to head to Gary, Indiana today, meeting the Reverend Delwyn Campbell. He's missionary to Gary, Indiana. Pastor Campbell, the Lord be with you. Good to have you with us today.
Hello, and hello, everybody, wherever you are, doing whatever you're doing on this fine January 15th Martin Luther King Jr. birthday.
Tell us about your ministry in Gary, Indiana. You've been there about a year now. I think it's been almost a year since you and I talked.
Tell us
about how the Lord has you serving in Gary, Indiana.
Well, I'll tell you. When I first got here, it was a warm, sunny day in Ontario, California. We took off. It was a cold, snowy night at Midway Airport in Chicago when we landed. Since then, we've, of course, experienced four seasons, and I do mean four full seasons. It's been beautiful. It's been fun. It's been cold. It's been everything. Everything you'd expect in the Midwest. My kids have adapted and adjusted. My 17 years old. He's playing football now for one of the local schools, and they did well. So that transition went well. He's also planning on going to Annapolis, the Naval Academy. My middle child, my four-year-old, she's started school, and because of where she's been going, I've also been involved with the public school district here in their situation, which we'll probably talk about later. We have launched Ascension Lutheran Christian School in partnership with Lumen, who operates out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and that is going well. We've taken on the responsibility for a transitional housing ministry, repairing the breach ministries, or RBM, and that, at the time when I first came in, it was a ministry that was quite likely on the verge of closing. There was a lot of confusion in the air, and we got things going decently and in order. We established a program and some protocol, and now people are coming in, and they're not just coming in, and, well, we'll see what happens, and, oh, we bring you in, and we check you out. We find out what needs you have, and we line up organizations and ministries that can help you with your needs, and we get you on your feet so that you can move forward, so that someone else can come in and we can do the same thing, all the while giving you the pure gospel so just, you won't just be made better physically or made better equipped for this life, but so that you will know what your future holds, because Jesus Christ is holding it for you. In addition to that, my wife, a California native, has gotten acclimated and has developed her network here. And she's gone from being a quiet little pastor's wife to being the woman of St. John's who gets those women to work. And yes, indeed, she is moving them. And everything has been going according to the counsel of God's will. At the same time as being a pastor of a historic Lutheran church, I'm also a missionary out here, and so we've been working to develop and broaden the knowledge of confessional teaching. We launched a radio show on a local radio station, a secular radio station. So it was a radio station where most of the time, if you listened to it, you would hear stuff that would probably upset a lot of KFUO's listeners, because you have to remember that Northwest Indiana is Democratic, even though the rest of the state is Republican. So you hear a lot of programming that would probably upset some of your viewers. But there I was, me and my circuit visitor, Pastor Rick Boshoven, with a show called Most Certainly True. And it was very well received. In fact, the only reason we took it off the air at the end of December or in December was because of Advent. We were so busy with Advent preparations. And then in January, a man wanted to buy that time to do some political stuff. Now we're in the middle of political season, and he outbid us. I couldn't match him dollar for dollar, so we had to let that go. But along the way, I developed a relationship with the owner of that radio station, who also owns a radio station in Fort Wayne, which is where our district headquarters are located. And he's trying to bring me on board working with him, particularly in regard to radio station Sunday programming, regarding advertising and marketing and program content. So I'm encouraging my brother pastors in the district to buy some airtime, because up until now, the only thing the people in Gary and the Calumet region have been hearing is a bunch of Bapticostals with their law sermons. And so I figure we need to give them a great antidote to make up for all that they've been hearing over the past few years. I would say it's been good. It's been good.
Sounds like you've been really, really busy. Yeah. And a lot of times when we talk to missionaries, most of them are overseas around the world. But you're right here in the U.S.
The Midwest.
In the Midwest. Not that far from us. What does it mean to be a domestic missionary, a missionary in the United States?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because in some things are exactly the same and some things are radically different. The thing that is the same is that we are supported because of the love gift and spirit-led giving of good, godly, obedient saints of God, people who hear the leading of the Spirit to give and support the work of missionaries, and they do it. I tell people all the time, I'm not looking for Moby Dick. If everybody does a little, nobody has to do a lot, and everything gets done. The difference between me and my colleagues overseas is they stop working and come home, and then they fundraise. I never stop working. I just have to find ways to fundraise while I'm doing my pastoral work, while I'm doing my missionary work. You know, sometimes St. Louis tells me they'd like me to go and travel and stuff, but I know that every Sunday that I'm out of the pulpit, that's one Sunday that congregation that for so many years have been without pastoral care feels the absence of their pastor. So I have to balance, you know, the needs of the local church, the needs of the Office of National Missions, the needs of Mission Field USA, everybody's needs, you know, against, and also along with that, the needs that my family has, you know, because, you know, my babies like to see daddy too. So we put all that in the blender and, you know, start it up, and hopefully something nice and smooth comes out. But I couldn't do what I'm doing without the support of faithful givers. You know, I love the people that do the big splashy thing once, but I can't budget my time off of that. I need the people that are there consistently, just like my brother missionaries around the world. We can't do what we do without you all standing behind us.
Well, thanks be to God for that support that you've received, so that you can carry out the work the Lord has given you and to do so faithfully. Yeah. You've mentioned about the many aspects of your life and your vocation as a missionary, all the mercy work and the outreach that you and others are doing there in Gary. But you mentioned the importance of the word and sacrament ministry that you have there at St. John's as well. In under a minute, can you paint a picture for us? I know we're so short on time. In under a minute, paint a picture for us of what the congregational life is like for the saints at St. John Lutheran Church in Gary, Indiana.
It's like springtime after a long, hard winter for them. They love what Mission Field USA has done for them in providing them a pastor now after these many years of being without pastoral care. They love the fact that they know they're going to get God's strong word coming to them, that they're going to hear God's precious forgiveness to them from someone who knows them and who they know, someone that they come to and they unburden themselves, someone that hears their confession and announces their forgiveness. They love it, and they are so grateful, and they can't believe that, one, the Senate actually does this sort of thing, and two, that they would actually convince somebody to come all the way from California just to do that for them. But I tell them all the time, well, you know, this is my hometown, so I don't know if you'd have gotten me to do that if my hometown was California, but I love it. I love it. They love me. They love my family. It's been beautiful.
We are just
everything
about
I wanted.
Just about out of time. How can we follow your story and the story of the saints there in Gary, Indiana? How can we stay up on what's going on with this mission?
I send out newsletters to anybody that wants one. Whether you give me something or not, I'll still send you one. You can check out our Facebook page. We have St. John's Lutheran Evangelical Lutheran Church in Gary has a Facebook page. Mission Field Gary, Indiana has a Facebook page. We're developing a website, and as soon as my treasurer says, okay, go ahead and send the check, then we'll have the website up. That'll be historicstjohngary.org, and we'll be on the radio on radio station WLTH1370.net. I think that's on Ustream. So, you know, we try to do all we can. I also have my sermons. They air on Facebook as well. So if you want to keep up with us, you know, just Google us and you'll find me. I'm not hiding, and I'm not speaking soft either.
The Reverend Delwyn Campbell, missionary to Gary, Indiana, St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Gary, Indiana. Pastor Campbell, thanks so much for being with us on the Coffee Hour.
God bless y'all.
Coming up in just a little bit, I'm going to check in with Seth Hins. He's a manager for, he does all kinds of things, social media, web media director for Michigan District and Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Talk with him about his article in the Lutheran Witness this month on From Chat Room to Church.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.